Hello, my name is Fran. Welcome to the Heal Into Your Awakening podcast. Happy spring solstice, guys. This is really when I celebrate my new year. My solar return is coming up in a few weeks. I'm really excited. And I just feel like spring just brings out so much newness. And I really hope that this topic opens you up to joining me on this journey if you are not already there. And that is my favorite new thing to talk about, conscious creating. So I think it's appropriate. I think tonight is the night and tomorrow is the day to put this out. So thank you guys so much for being here, for being on this journey with me. I appreciate everyone who take their time to listen to the episodes, share it. I appreciate everyone who has subscribed, everyone who has rated the podcast, everyone who has followed me on social media. Thank you. Thank you so much. There is so much that I want to do, and I feel like everything is aligning, and you guys play such a big role in that, and I thank you. I thank you especially to everyone who take time out of their day to reach out and share their experiences with me about the episodes and how it resonates. I thank you guys so much to hear that my experiences and allowing myself to be vulnerable and to use my pain and the lessons that I've learned from it as medicine for other people has probably been one of my biggest accomplishments. And I really appreciate you guys. I don't necessarily do it for the feedback, but hearing and just connecting with you guys and talking about it, or even the relationships that I've been able to build from it. I have met a few girls who I consider like my little sisters, and just being able to share myself in that way and being in service has brought even more fulfillment to my human experience. And I look forward to just creating more of that. And but I just want to say thank you, guys. I never, ever, ever want to come on here and not let you guys know that as much as you reach out and say thank you, I want to say thank you as well for even doing that, or even being aligned in even you being on this journey. Because I feel like we all have to be energetically aligned somewhere or the other to reach each other. And I'm very appreciative of every single one of you guys, even if it's your first time hearing the episode. I want to say thank you. So today's topic, I want to talk about reprogramming my mind and what it has done for me. And that word reprogramming, kind of, I cringe at it because I feel like a lot of online teachers and gurus have used it to exploit people. And it's just such an overused word. And there is so much misconception in regards to it. Like, listen to this for 12 days and you will be reprogrammed. It don't work like that. And I wanted to dive into that a little bit more and express how it has manifested in my life. I consider myself, well, we are all creators, right? But I think, and I was struggling with this for a little bit because I realized something about myself. I don't like labels. I don't like being in groups. I don't like being part of anything. I like being. I don't know what happened in my past life or my past experiences, but something about being labeled just gives me the ick. And the law of assumption is my method, right? The law of assumption is something that we all use. So I don't want to be like, I'm a law of assumptioner. I think I prefer the term I'm a mental alchemist. I prefer the term I am a conscious creator, because it takes me away from being confined to a group and their belief system, because I want to be open, connected to all, attached to none. That is kind of like a personal philosophy of mine I've seen manifesting in my life so far. And I'm okay with it. I can dig it. I find that a lot of times when people ask me something and in their way try to make me pick a side, I think that is a place from ego. And I want to advise anyone who considers themselves spiritual to be mindful with that. I say this all the time. Spirituality is the relationship you have with your spirit. It is your relationship you have with your higher self. It is so important to connect with your higher self first. Even it could be a simple prayer. It could be something real mundane that you don't even think much of. Say it and see what it opens you up to. We all have different purpose in life. We are all in one way or the other finding our way towards manifesting our purpose. We all have a connection to the divine because we are all essence of one source. We all are part of a whole, but we are part. And it's very important to find your part, find your way. We are heading to the same destination, but we all have different routes based on the lessons we have to learn in this particular lifetime. So I understand that there is so much information out there for us available, and I love it for us. However, be mindful of oversaturating your mind because it will just derail you. And pay attention. Always go within. Always find that inner knowledge, which will then lead you to where you need to be. Over time in my journey, I've realized that some people that I started listening to, I outgrow their teachings, or I no longer align, but in that moment, they were necessary for my growth. Now, if I decided to become a follower of theirs and feel like they're the end all be all, I wouldn't grow, I wouldn't evolve. And I really wish that for you listening, that you are careful with not staying stagnant. We're in school. We're going to constantly experience things to allow ourselves to evolve as humans. And the lessons we learn as humans is what our soul takes. It's what our soul evolves. You know how to be like, oh, you're an old soul. You're an old soul because you've acquired so much knowledge over and over and over again, right? So it's very important to allow your spirit to lead you to where it wants to go and what it wants to learn. So please, 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 be careful and try not to stay stagnant in one group. If you feel like you're outgrowing something, you don't have to be there anymore. You don't have to stay there. That is your spirit speaking to you. Speaking of spirit speaking to you, I want to share a story which I now understand the meaning since I have evolved and I'm in this position. But it is something that this is probably my first time sharing it here. Not everyone's going to hear it, but I don't think I've ever I really haven't talked about it with anyone before because I was embarrassed about it. So when I first started my spiritual journey, I went into spirituality because this journey was calling me. I remember I was really, really afraid of looking beyond what I knew as in terms of religion. And every time I experienced something, I would be like, no. That's not what God wants. But I started to have these synchronistic moments that there was no way that I'll be like, okay, if this is what you're saying, God, if this is God, do this. You know, and it literally got, I feel like God had so much patience with me, and finally got to where I could not deny it. I found a lot of bliss and comfort in realizing that everything that I've experienced was not because I was less than other people. It wasn't because I was given the shorter end of the stick or because I was unworthy and had to work a little extra harder to be loved. It is because my soul wanted this. I chose my parents. I chose my experiences. And I got a lot of that from astrology. Like, my entire birth chart shows someone with a traumatic childhood, shows someone who has different types of trauma. And it also, right, and I don't really like to use my chart to predict the future. I just like to understand what I came with, the lessons I need to learn, and then use it in this current reality and mold it into the way that I want to do it. But it gave me a lot of validation. And then I was blessed with the opportunity to connect with my ancestors. And I realized that my guides are always with me. I've never been alone. And that is something that was profound for me, because throughout my life, I felt like I didn't really have anyone to protect me. I felt like I had to conform or suppress myself and my personality, or be the funny person, or act like things don't bother me, because that was my way of surviving. And realizing that I've always had these beings, right? And it took me back into traumatic moments in my childhood growing up, and relating to see how blessed I was and how I was literally yanked out of a lot of these things. And it made me so appreciative, right? So one day, I was listening to Kirk Franklin, I Am, and I got so inspired. And at this time, so I used to do this thing in the beginning of my journey where I would, like, in a month, I would fast for like a week, and to just get my mind right and cleanse my body and stuff like that. Again, that's not something that is necessary. You do what your soul tells you to do. But at that point, again, I was just a sponge. I was taking in every single information, trial and error. And that's something that I did. I mean, I'm glad that I did it, but now I was like, I didn't even need to do all that. But I literally got on my knees, put my hands in the air, and I said, I surrender, spirit. Use me as a vessel. Allow me to be, use me, basically. I was just asking to be used by spirit and by God and with all these things, because I was so overwhelmed with joy that, and a relief that I wasn't rubbish. I was actually someone that was loved, and I've always been taken care of. You know, I had that moment. I was crying. I put my hands in the air and everything, and then took a shower, wiped my face, and then I forgot about it. I felt like I did something good, right? And at that time, I had a spiritual teacher. I went there, and I went to her. You know, we used to have conversations about things, and then at the end, she used to help me with my intuition, right? Help me to grow, build my intuition. Again, not something that you need to do. Something that this was just my journey. But part of that is that, you know, we read tarot for each other. She taught me tarot. And one of the readings, she was like, I don't know why this keeps coming up, but the word surrender keeps coming up. And not in a good way. She was like, have you been telling your guys that you surrender to them? And she was like, they don't like that. Oh my God, I felt so embarrassed when she said that. And I'm low-key still mad at her, because now if I had someone who was like a protege, I would be mindful of how I relay messages to them, because I don't know. I guess I'm a sensitive person. But yeah, she told me, she was like, they don't like that. And she was like, here is why. She was like, you chose this life. You chose this journey. You chose to experience the things you've experienced to be where you're at. That's one. Now, your guides are actually privileged to be with you on this journey. Your ancestors feel honored that they are here to assist you on this journey. They are not bigger than you, and you are not bigger than them. You are a part of them, having a human experience. They're not using you. You chose to be here. What you're experiencing, as they observe, they evolve as well. So they don't want you to give them that much power. They're here to help. They're eager to help. The moment you ask them to do something for you, they come rushing in. But they're not your God. They're not God. You guys are all on the same level. There is no one that is more spiritually powerful than the other. We are all part of the Creator, and we all have just different roles here. And they are your guides down here, because it's like going on a mission and having different people communicate with you while you're on that mission. That's what they're doing. And they do not, it's like you're a special agent and you go on a mission and then you're asking your coworker to be like, oh my goodness, yes boss, like, what are you talking about? Special agent code 0305, what are you doing? You know, and that's really what it was. And when she told me that, I was mortified, because, man, you should have seen me. The theatrics. I'm a Cancer moon and rising, y'all. I was bawling my eyes out, hands in the air. Use me. I'm a vessel. And now I was hearing that y'all was not receiving that in a way that I wanted y'all to receive it. What? But now that I'm this far in, I understand it now. I get it. And, yeah, that's my quick little, it wasn't a quick little story, but that's my little story that I haven't shared. But again, yeah. So another thing that I wanted to share before I go into like the lessons that I've learned is this. It was a kind of out of body experience, right? So I think this happened like the summer, like midsummer. And at that time I had like a manifestation buddy, and, you know, we would have conversations about things we're trying to create and all this stuff. I had the power to create my life in the way that I wanted to. I was very interested in that because control is something that I love. And I had to be okay with that. I was initially, I have a north node in Pisces and my south node is in Virgo. And when I first started my journey, it would be like, oh, you have to let go of control. Let go of control. This whole spiritual thing is let go of control. But it has nothing to do with letting you. Of course, you're not going to go control other people and everything else, but you have control of your reality. You have control of your thoughts. You have control of how your life manifests. And hearing that I don't have to relinquish my control is actually a strength of mine, was big for me. That was one of the biggest things. And I was like, oh, I remember 2 weeks. I think I shared this story, but just in case this is your first time listening to the episode, but 2 weeks before I came across the law of assumption or conscious creating, right? I remember crying to my ancestors and asking them to help me to love myself. I've been on a healing journey. I've been in therapy. I've been doing all this work. And yes, it works for me. It helps me sometimes. But there are times where I'm stuck and I can't get out of it. And I find that I would just be in so much distress. And now I get it, you know, like, you know, when your foundation, your childhood is the foundation of your adult life. So if you have a dysregulated nervous system, it is on autopilot and it's going to continuously communicate that to you. I get it now. And that has come from trying to understand my feelings, right? But by that time, I wasn't on that journey. I was on a journey of healing. I was on a journey of forgiving my past and connecting to the different aspects of me. So I was evolved. But knowing that I didn't have to ask the universe for things. I didn't have to be a good girl and wait till karma comes to bless me was new to me. Like, oh, okay. I didn't have to be like, God, send me a partner that is going to accent my life. I could command one. It was like, wait, okay. I can get jiggy with this. It was good because the way I get that is by just loving myself and treating myself with regard and realizing that everyone is a reflection of me and how in the relationship that I have with myself. Again, this has been a year, and a year is not a short time, but a year is not even a long time. I Well, I'm about to be 34, so I'm 33 years old, and I've been living a certain way. Even when I got into spirituality, I was just aware, and I was trying to implement my awareness, but again, I would get stuck. So conscious creating allowed me to take control and take my power back. So something profound happened to me last summer, right? So I was trying to affirm certain things into my life, my self-worth. And every time I try to do that, I would feel a resistance. I would feel a part of me saying, nope. And I remember I kept, there's this thing in the law of attraction, not law of assumption community, and it's called rampaging, where you just go in, you use all the sadness, the anger, or whatever, and you just use that energy to push what you want, right? And I found myself doing it. Like I was just yelling it and just be like, I am worthy. I am valuable. I am important. I love myself. I love myself. And there was a part of me that was like, and I just kept pushing, right? And I got into this, like, I don't know if it was a trance, but I got into this trance. And I pictured myself holding on. Like it was me, my conscious self, the part of me that I have learned all these things about conscious creating, and a part of me that went into spirituality initially, that connected with her guides, that learned her birth chart, that learned numerology, that did all these things, that went into therapy, that connected with her inner child, that part of me was not allowing the new part of me to merge. And I remember just telling her, let me go. Let go. And it sounds woo-woo, right? But I feel like if I feel led to share this, it's because this is for someone. There are different aspects of us, right? And sometimes, all these aspects are valid. But in order to evolve, no matter how good that part of you is, if it's blocking you from allowing yourself to evolve further, you have to let it go. There's different ways. I mean, for me, I didn't intentionally do it. I just happened to be rampaging and found myself in that state. But you can actually go into a meditative state and let yourself go. Let that part of you that is still holding on to things that you no longer want to hold on to go. And I was holding on to her. And I'm telling you this. Yeah, I was like crying and just saying, I thank you. Because initially I was angry. But when I thought about her and everything she's done for us, I have so much appreciation for that part of me that saw how we were and wanted change. But she was stuck in being hyper-focused on healing, constantly looking for red flags and not even allowing herself to love and indulge. She was still avoidant. She was not taking control of her life in a way that she could. And she needed to go rest. She was not allowing us to evolve. She got into the law of assumption initially because she wanted to manifest a lover back. And now we gathered so much information, yet she was still stuck. And I had to say thank you to that part of me. And I said, go rest. And I don't know, but I guess my guides made it look like we were like, but I let her hand go. Okay, I'm going to say it because I don't know why they're making me say it, but it looked like we were like on a cliff. And I'm looking at her and she's looking at me. And I'm emotional at this point. And she's looking at me like, don't let me go. But I let her go and I said, go rest. And ever since that day, I mean, it didn't happen overnight, but I have been able to allow the lessons, allow myself to learn more and more about my subconscious, learn more and more from a place of just control, from a place of I am the captain now. When I speak to my ancestors now, it's not like, hi, ancestors, can you guys do this for me? It is, I thank you for being on this journey with me. This is what I have planned. This is what I would like out of my life. This is what, I go to my ancestors, I commune with my ancestors every week, but I'm not so dependent on them. When something happens, I affirm that everything always works in my favor. I always get my way. I affirm myself without going to be like, oh, guys, can y'all do this for me? And I feel even more in tune with my higher self and them. And I hope that it is just resonating, because I feel like it is an important part of our journey. I noticed that a big part of our spiritual community, a lot of us get so fixated on these candle magic, on these spells and all these things, right? But these things, even if you pick up a rock today and you decide that this rock is your lucky rock, that rock will become lucky for you. The rock by itself is not where the luck lies. The luck lies in the power, the God within you. You are the one. These things are placebos. These things are basically sugar pills. And you're the one who's giving it power. And one of the things that I have learned from reprogramming my mind is how powerful I am. I don't want to get into the verbatim, this is what I manifested physically. I want to focus on the love, the self-love, the self-acceptance that becomes lost when you experience trauma. And I want to focus on getting that back. How did I start? Like how when I became serious about it, right? After I did that, something clicked and I just became even more serious, right? One of the first things I did was I said to myself, and this was after I had the little last episode when I talk about, you know, you scratch the surface of a wound, where I realized that the relationships that I was having was with myself. And my fears was disguising itself behind these people and these experiences for me to be open and work with it. And when I sat with my fears, I made certain promises to myself. Since I wasn't necessarily receiving love in a way that I wanted to, I realized that it was me, right? And because I want to receive love, I want to receive love from other people. Don't get me wrong. But I promise you, my biggest manifestation of love is the love for myself. When I don't have to worry about if this person's action is going to make me feel less than, has been such a big thing, because all my life, for a big part of my life, I was fixated on people's language with me and how it related to my self-worth. And being able to get out of that has been huge for me. It has given me the capacity to love other people even more, to be open to them as they are. So one of the first things I had said to myself is that I will not speak anything mean to myself. I will not say one mean word to myself moving forward. If I think it, I will not say it. If I have to counter it with something positive, I will. But again, my inner child is probably the most important aspect of me. That little girl went through a lot. And she is my responsibility. I let go of the part of me that entered into this spiritual journey. And I feel like I'm in charge now. There's a conscious part of me. The me, the friend, the healing to awakening friend that first started, this is not her anymore. I feel like I became reawakened. I merge with my higher self, even on a deeper level. and I am in control and I am responsible for myself and the experiences that I've had. I don't have to constantly beg or ask the universe for things. The universe, you know, I don't want to use this. The universe is a genie. The earth listens and gives us anything we want, good or bad, because it's like, okay, your wish is my command. Your wish is my command. So understanding that, allowing myself to grasp that, learning, like I literally take 95% of my time. If I'm not listening to something, if I'm not reading something, I am affirming myself. And it has given me so much clarity and control. And not control in a bad way, control in a way where it's like, I really am responsible for myself. And it's a great thing. And I've always been worthy. I've always been valuable. I've always been important. I just allowed the people who didn't even see their own worth. So they echoed what they were already having in their minds to me. And I was still a victim of them because I kept speaking those words to myself. And I didn't really realize that until I would look myself in the mirror, and I didn't realize I said that often. Like, and I would just find something like, oh girl, you're gaining weight. Oh girl, why your eyes look like that? Oh girl, why this outfit look like that? Oh, you don't know what you're talking about. Just like so much. The moment you start actually affirming yourself, you start to see and feel how much you've said to yourself that it's against the things you want. And if you're really creating your life through your thoughts, right? So I heard that affirmations are thoughts, right? Your thoughts over time become beliefs. Your beliefs become what your life manifests, right? So if you're constantly thinking negatively about yourself, over and over, over and over, thinking about dating is ghetto, people are mean, and all these things are not in alignment with what you really want, it becomes beliefs. And these things continuously manifest in your life. When I grasped that, I did so much countering to where I would be exhausted. But I knew it was necessary. This reprogramming your mind, it's not just about listening to affirmations until you sleep. It is doing the work. It is countering those negative thoughts with something positive. One of the most important things that I've learned in this journey is my feelings. And it was such a profound moment for me. And I think I learned this, I fully grasped it like a month ago. First of all, you know, in this manifesting community, you hear so much of, oh, feel it real. You have to feel it until it hardens into fact. So I felt really, when I started my journey, I didn't indulge in the law of attraction because it was like, feel it. I don't feel vibrationally aligned to the things that I want all the time. I also don't feel in gratitude all the time. Half the time, I'm just trying to regulate my body. So it started off with the, I'm not saying anything mean to myself, right? And if a feeling come about, if I look and dive a little deeper into it. And I noticed that a lot of my feelings were things that just happened in my past. And they were just playing out in my present reality. Now, because I know that my beliefs are what is manifesting, my thoughts create the feelings, right? That means that every time I feel negatively about something and I persist in that, more than likely it's going to happen, right? So I knew that I wanted to tackle that. And how did I do it? I decided to research more about my feelings. And one of the things that I came about after I learn what I felt like was necessary for me to learn. And I can dive a little deeper into that. You know, you guys can send me a message about it, or I could, if you want me to talk about it, send me a message and I will come and talk more about my findings. But one of it was that I decided to treat my feelings as a common cold, or my feelings are part of me. They're not the entirety of me. My feelings are fleeting. Being a conscious creator and affirming for my life in a way that, like, affirming things that I want, countering things that I don't want with things that I want, gave me, like, sometimes I would be feeling icky or sore, like my body and like emotionally sour because I was just continuously fighting and fighting. But in the morning, I would start off feeling real sad or afraid about or anxious of something. And then the more I affirm, in the next 20, 30 minutes, I don't feel like that anymore. And I feel in bliss. So I started to observe that really I had the ability to control my feelings. And not only that, but my feelings are a part of me. My feelings are a way that my body is communicating with me. But my feelings are not the entirety of me. So I don't have to dive into it. I can look at it again, like back to me taking charge of letting go of that part of me that was confused and not knowing what to do, and taking charge and embodying and connecting with my higher self, to where we have merged to where that the higher awareness is so intertwined with me now that I'm just able to, okay, sit back, like, why are we acting like this? Okay, we're triggered. Where exactly are we triggered from? Where is this trigger coming from? And one of it is, I read somewhere, I think one of the, I read in a book that you're either creating your future from your past or your present. Your past are the things that's happened to you, is your feelings, are most of our emotions are derived from our past, right? But our present tense is based on what we want. So part of reprogramming your mind is getting a clear idea of what you want, even if it's not everything, but just having like an idea of who you are and what you want, and using that as reference to when your feelings and those negative thoughts come to your mind. It's like, oh, nope, I am. Oh, right now, this person didn't call me. Oh, this person didn't do this. Oh, I must not be valuable. Then you start getting anxious about, mind you don't know why they didn't call you, right? You don't know anything about that. It has nothing to do with anything. Maybe they forgot. But then it's like, because so many times people have been inconsistent with you and you've made sense of it by saying that you're not valuable, or people don't really care about you, or you're not, a love is not for you, or you're not lucky in love. You take that feeling from the past and associate it with the present and create more of it for the future. It's like a loop. So because I understood that, I decided to treat my feelings like a common cold. When I have a cold, I have a headache, I'm sneezing, I need to take care of myself a little bit more. So when I feel anxious, I communicate to my friends. I'm like, hey, right now, I feel like this. I know I'm not it, but this is how I feel, and I'm taking time to take care of myself. If I'm an emotional eater, I don't necessarily deprive myself, but I will eat a little bit more healthier food. If I don't feel like going to the gym, I won't go to the gym. Again, I'm not looking at myself and making it worse by looking in the mirror and saying, oh, you're the heaviest you've ever been in your adult life. Oh, you're this, you're that. I just say, wow, I love that I'm taking care of myself. I love that I'm growing stronger. I love that my body has allowed me to bring a wonderful child into the world. My body is allowing, my body communicates with me to where I get to see when I'm triggered and I get to heal myself. It's like you're countering these thoughts and these things. And this is the reprogramming. The reprogramming is not listening to these affirmations. It is actually putting in work. It is actually taking care of yourself, letting go of the you that is hyper-focused on healing and taking control of your life. Letting go of the part of you that is waiting for the universe to bring you or your ancestors to do these things for you, and taking control and speaking to your ancestors as partners and not someone who is a victim, because they do not want to see you like a victim. You're never a victim. You are God personified as a human. And I'm looking at the time and it's going way more than what I intended to go. But I really hope that this inspires you, right, to take control of your life if you haven't started that. Start saying things that I'm in control of my life. I'm entitled. One of the things that I stopped saying is that I'm worthy. And I've started saying I'm entitled. I'm entitled to abundance. I'm entitled to experiences that are fulfilling and enriching to my spirit. I'm entitled to love. I love myself. I continue to evolve. I continue to love myself further. I am secure and confident in who I am. My past does not dictate the future. The conscious me, the enlightened me, is who is dictating my future. My future, I am the captain of my future. And I want you to start saying these things little by little, whether you believe it or not, right? Because again, what are affirmations? They turn into thoughts. When you say something, you think about it. Right now I said black cat, you automatically think about a black cat. And these thoughts repeatedly turns into a belief. I'm reading this book, Supernatural, by Dr. Joe Dispenza. And it's so funny because I came across this book few years ago in my journey. It did not make sense. I was like, cells, this is too much. This is like some science woo-woo stuff. But knowing that as you affirm, you have the ability to literally heal yourself on a physical level. You can think things and create it. And I don't want you to focus on the law of assumption, on the law of attraction, nothing like that. I want you to focus on you as a being, as a spirit. I don't like to meditate. I don't meditate like that, right? But sit with yourself and be like, I know you're in there. I need you to align me and be as aligned and with you as I possibly can. I want to be like my higher self to the best of my ability. And that is also not killing your ego. Not seeing your ego as bad, seeing your ego as the part of you that wants to protect you. Seeing your inner child as the person who you're responsible for, especially if you had people who were negligent of you. It is you understanding that if the more you continuously speak to yourself and look down on yourself, you are literally replicating the actions of those people who did that to you and who you resent so much. They're still in control. And those people, I bet you, when you look at their lives is in shambles. They use their hurt body to hurt you, and it's a loop. You're looping their negative energy into your present life and into your future. And before you know it, it becomes a generational pattern. You have the ability to stop it. And I really hope that what I'm saying, I hope it wasn't too scattered, because I'm very passionate about this, because I know where I came from and I know where I've come. And I just really want this to resonate in a way where you join me in taking control of your life, being the creator that you were born to be. You have always created. Manifesting is not something foreign to you. If you have so passionately created things that you don't want, use that same passion and create what you do want. Okay. I really, really hope that this resonated. Please, I am open and I am excited to help anyone who just needs guidance to start. I'm not a manifestation coach. I'm not a guru. I am a healer. The name of my podcast is Heal Into Your Awakening. We are healing, but we're also taking control of our lives. We're not just focused on healing. We're going to be awakened and we're going to live out our purpose and enjoy the benefits of being a God, acting out as a human. So I'm going to end here. I thank you so much for coming to my TED Talk. But yes, guys, honestly, I thank you again so much for being here. I hope this resonates. If you know someone who might gain from this episode, please share with them. I appreciate you guys. I can be reached at healintoawakening@gmail.com. I am on Instagram as healintoawakening. I'm on TikTok as friend888. I'm going to switch my TikTok to healintoawakening soon. I should probably make like two different TikToks, because I'd be wilding out there. Not wilding out, but just I'd be being fresh here and there. But anyways, that's neither here nor there. Please join me. There's so much that I want to do. There is so much that Spirit has opened me to. And I just want to jump on a rooftop and say, yo, this is how you do it, especially for my brothers and sisters that experience childhood trauma, and you know the clutch, the grip that be having on your nervous system and you. And if I can do it, you can do it too. I'm going to end here. Like I said, I was going to end 3 minutes ago. I love you guys. I really, really do. And I'm so appreciative again to be on this journey with you guys. And I'm a vessel, right? It's just that this time as a vessel, I am in control and I want to be used. So come on, hit me up and let's talk about this. I'm sure you're reprogrammed. You can reprogram. I'm not reprogramming your mind for you, but if you need guidance and you need me to maybe like show you some of the steps I took, some of the information that I got you. Send me a message on Instagram for the most part. So I check my email, but I'm faster to respond on Instagram. But again, I love you guys. I'm going to talk to you guys next week. Bye.